Blue 32.
I can hear you.
Where are the fuck you at?
This is Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick, we need your assistance.
Section 80.
Where is Section 80? I can't find Section 80.
High power.
Where? I can't find Section 80.
The sky is falling.
That's not good. That's not good, Kendrick. We need you to need more help than that.
We'll die in the morning. Section 80.
All right. Kendrick, we need some assistance here, sir. This is not helping out at the main moment.
Jason, fool.
It seems like you're getting attacked too. I guess we're all fucked right now. So, yeah.
I am just being mad. High power.
Stupid. Oh, God. This is...
SoundCrush Music.
Fire topics.
Let's go.
This is gonna be, I guess, since we're talking about love, betrayal, and all this, Kevin Hart, his boy, Jonathan Todd Jackson,
that is
trying to extort the boy for $10 million in his cheating scandal.
Homie, to like 15 years, homie.
I think he was about to do four years. I thought.
No. I said they were friends for like 15 years.
God, and the thing is,
damn.
And the money. Thing is. Money changes.
Talk. Yeah, money changes everything.
Oh, mighty dollar.
I'm not going to entirely say change.
It will make you orientate who you really are.
It's a sleep. That's a thin little.
That's a snake ass nigga.
That is, though. He put
15 years, though, my nigga.
15 years.
And
though.
He put him, but see, but he already put bread in his pocket, though. Yeah. He put him in movies.
He put him in movies, commercials.
Like, because, like, let's say 15 years, a motherfucker wasn't being his true self. To Kevin Hart, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if he was? They started off, they were like click tight and cool, and then as
he got big,
what's the name? Just grew jealousy
or paid less attention to his boy.
Yeah, and that as well. And then you think he
gave him some money? Just like, hey, shut up, I'm just doing business.
No,
take this meal. Hey, you be my friend. I'm just gonna keep working.
Hey, girl, put the camera right here. Say that's recorded, and when we get this, we're going to get this bread. So you've been around Kevin Hart for 15 years, and you wanted $10 million. And you didn't know that Kevin Hart already publicly said he cheated on Tori. Think he was not going to, like, you think he was going to give up the bread because of his image? Like, Kevin's a nigga. And Kevin didn't have $10 million in liquid assets just to drop on a dime like that. I don't care how much money he makes in the box office or how much money he makes on the road. People are not just going to drop $10 million like it's a fucking ransom over some side pussy. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. If it was his kids being kidnapped for ransom,
that's another story.
That's another story. But over some side pussy, nah. Dude had a bad plan, bad friend. You know, I talked about this with my roommate, and I kind of agree with him. He was like, and kind of like give a side eye to my friends, like, if I fuck up, y'all gonna do some shit like that?
Yeah, keep watching me, motherfucking up.
Watch all you niggas. Keep my
head. Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
As Arsenal said, a snake's biggest fear is a lawnmower. I'm keeping my grass low. But I mean, I trust you guys. You guys are good people. You guys are solid. Mm-hmm.
How long we be friends for, Marco?
Oh,
apparently not long enough for some people.
But the thing is, it's like, what would you do in that situation? What do you felt that betrayal? Would you like, if you were Kevin, you know that nigga about to go to this prison? You'd be like, would you send books to some dudes, some money in some guy's books? Like, hey, rough this nigga up or kill the motherfucker? Like, my roommate was like, I'll kill his ass. I'll kill him. Try to.
I wouldn't. That karma gonna get him. That karma's gonna.
You believe
get
in karma?
I do.
Do you believe in karma?
Karma goes by many names. The universe.
You get in what you put out.
Do you believe in karma? And I hope you do.
It makes its way around. It may not be exact,
creep up on your angle,
but it'll come at you.
Kevin Hart's like, look, I'm gonna find the most hung homo thug to stupid. Give you the most penetration gaping hole that you will ever experience in your entire adult life. The fucking with me. $10 million, huh, motherfucker? You gonna get 10 million strokes. That's what you're gonna get.
Booty gang, nigga.
You're gonna get 10 million
stitches.
10 million stitches from the booty goons, nigga.
The
fuck
booty
goons.
The booty goons. Booty
don't
gang.
You ever in your life think about doing some shit like that?
My booty goons gonna get you.
Be like Ray on some Ray J shit, nigga. I got booty goons, homie.
Yeah, I wouldn't do nothing because I do believe in karma and it goes both ways. Cause like. Like them niggas in jail, but no. I feel like for me, putting that energy out, it's gonna come back to me negatively one day.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do that.
I think at the end of the day,
look at y'all,
I would
not
be
being petty.
I let people
shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I'll be more hurt more than anything. Like especially if I viewed that person as my motherfucking dog, like I put money in you and your family's pockets, like, and this is the, you know, and it still wasn't enough. Yep. Like,
bitch made nigga,
hello.
And it sounds like something from a drug movie. This is actually entertainment. You know what
that's
I mean?
What's crazy about
paid
it.
Full.
Yeah, it's like paid in full. Like, nigga, you hot right now. I can't, you know, I can mm-hmm. give you money, but like, no, I want to hit the block. Like, dude, mm-hmm. you just got out. Why would you do that?
three occasions in there. Yeah, that one where Money Mitch gets shot by his quote-unquote boy.
Rico.
Money Mitch's own uncle kidnaps his own family.
Yeah.
Like, and their family.
His little brother.
Nigga.
Money, man.
And that nigga was just on the block. He wasn't even like.
He killed his nephew. Like killed his little brother.
Mm-hmm.
His uncle did that shit. Okay, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, are they getting canceled? the pudding pop and the Pied Piper.
The pudding pop and the Pied Piper.
It's a lot of peas going on here.
The pudding pill popper and the Pied Piper.
I feel bad for Bill.
Why?
America's dad.
All he was trying to do was buy a network.
I just felt like now. He was just set up because they was trying
no.
to do it.
Yeah. I believe that.
Oh, no. I believe
no,
that.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He shot himself in the motherfucking foot.
Plaxico.
For you know.
Cheddar Bob.
I mean, I personally.
Popsicle?
No.
I personally believe all these chicks was using that as a party drug because that shit was
Quaaludes,
supposed
yeah.
to be a party drug at
yeah,
the time.
In the 70s, I guess.
And he already went to court for this years ago. So somebody, whoever's behind the scenes with these women,
really want that nigga to go there.
Whenever, yeah, they'll take it to this court. If it don't work, they gonna keep taking a different course until he finally was convicted. And I'm like, okay,
hey, like they got tired of shit.
Has a motive, and mm-hmm. my money's on him trying to buy that network. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it had to be. I mean, after three attempts and stuff, it's like, man, we gonna get this nigga. Okay, all right, we're tired of hearing this conversation. He's almost old. Just go ahead. He's done. Like we heard this so many times. There's too many people.
But there's so many people that did the same thing, and they're
yeah. Here we like, go with this yeah. one. And that's why
that's that whole thinking freely and love conquers all bullshit. Go down the drain.
And then America will let you know you're still a nigga. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened to Cliff Huxtable, aka Bill Cosby. He thought that he could just do the same shit as Roman Polanski, who also got canceled from the Motion Picture Association. Well, the Academy Arts, you know, he got canceled too. You know, Harvey Weinstein, Donald Trump, and all these motherfuckers who've been alleged sex, you know, offenders, they got canceled in a different way, but they're not going to get the slammer because it's just, like I said, people, like, I know a lot of black people are like, well, that's fucked up. You know, justice got to be served on all boards. I agree with you, my brother. I do. But we got to realize we're black. We have social constructs that we have to operate on a daily fucking basis. I can't afford to make a rolling stop on the right hand side.
Hell no.
But Billy can. He could talk himself out of a ticket. I can't. I know the shit's not fair. It's how you play the game. Bill Cosby has to realize, like, dude, you are a rich black man in America. You are a prime target for some bullshit. Everybody, like, what about OJ? OJ was,
okay.
OJ was black too, even though he called himself OJ. And look what happened to him now. He thought that he was, you know, bigger than his black money. Now look at him. He just.
I mean, look at the whole timeline. Like, he won back then. But that nigga was in and out of jail.
Yeah.
He got in jail.
They're going to ruin your fucking life. You may get one small victory, but best believe the war is far from over, and they're going to win. They're going to make sure they win. And
you went back for some memorabilia.
It's a slow torture.
Yeah.
So. And he didn't help either. What if I did do it?
Right. Yeah. Dumb shit.
Book by dumbass number one.
Okay.
And then, number one, the bestseller. Okay.
Yeah. And now with R. Kelly. Now people had this hashtag.
What if I
mute.
Did pee?
They had the hashtag mute R. Kelly movement.
To pee or not to pee?
Sisters had enough.
That is the question.
Sisters had enough with R. Kelly's antics, you know. And he came out and said, well, they're trying to, you know, cancel me over some alleged rumors. I'm like, nigga, we seen you pee on a minor. What are you talking about?
La, 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 la.
He got to play the game till the ends, till the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
This nigga really acting like he's the victim. Right. I'm Kels.
Hey.
Kels.
Deny.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Take that shit to the grave, Kels, like a lot of these people do.
Yeah.
You can't sit here and play the innocent role, man. Really? We've seen factual evidence of you peeing, cum, and peeing all over again.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we not stupid.
Yes. The fuck, man?
I used to have that tape.
Stop the shenanigans, homie. I mean, you make beautiful music, tape. But, dog, yeah. You can't hide that shit.
Because, like, aside from the girl he's peeing on, there's another video. He eating this girl from the back. She's on this computer chair. Somebody knocks on the door. He looks up. Yeah. It's like, that's that nigga, man. That's that nigga.
He about to say, yeah.
And then remember we talked about the house in Atlanta. Uh-huh. He had, like, girls, like, supposedly girls in there against their will. They learn how to be sex slaves. Like, Kels, all this could have been avoided if you just be with women your age, man.
Marco, DMX confirmed it, too. I listened to a radio interview.
Uh-huh.
And he was there. On that same scene I was just talking about. Because I was in a studio somewhere. He said he was doing a song with Kels. He showed up to the studio. He said I think he was trying to get a beat to take with him.
Yeah.
And I think it was R. Kelly's manager or something that was there. And he never seen Kels in the studio. Kels was like in another room behind the door. So he asked the manager, like, yeah, ask him if I can get the. He didn't know Kels was in the next room. He saw the manager just lean over. Hey, can DMX get the beat? He told him, nah. And I remember that video. He was like, yeah, nah. I'm like, oh, shit. The same scene I watched back then is the same scene DMX was talking about in his radio interview.
Like I said, for all the niggas who defend R. Kelly vehemently, I always ask you this one question.
What is that?
Would you let R. Kelly be around your 17, 16, 15-year-old daughter?
No.
If you believe that nigga is so innocent, why don't you have your daughter stand next to that nigga in the room by themselves and see what the fuck happens? If your answer is hell the fuck no, then you better reevaluate your fucking defense on R. Kelly, period.
Give your daughter a pistol. No, I'm playing.
But R. Kelly, is R. Kelly canceled? Are you guys canceling R. Kelly? Nah, no. The music's too good. I guess music's too good.
I mean, okay. So when you say canceled,
like, yeah,
do you mean we
please
cut
elaborate.
Off all listening to his music?
Anything that's Kels.
I mean,
music?
I mean, because to me he ain't shit, but I still
he
listen.
He got hits though.
I still go back and listen to like 12 plays. So.
Right, he's like, he ain't shit. But that nigga got hits.
Yeah.
He made TP2.
Yeah, I know,
he
right.
He made TP2.
You stupid.
And TP3.
Players only. He did a song with Gaga, guys. Lady Gaga.
This nigga made Gotham City, for God's sake.
He wrote music for Michael Jackson.
For MJ.
And Celine Dion.
AJ,
nothing but a number.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Remember that.
God damn it.
Yeah.
He told it on himself in his music.
The nigga snitched on himself since the New Jack Swing. Come on, man. The jig is up.
He took Aaron Hall.
My mind's telling me no.
He took Aaron Hall. Hey. He took.
I don't want to hurt nobody.
He took Aaron Hall. My thing is this. He took Aaron Hall style, made it better. That's all I have to say about that. All
right. No real. I guess no jury on canceling people. And I'll have to say this, Jim, because my trainer said it on Twitter.
Okay.
He said, You can
damn
never.
It.
There it goes.
God damn it! We was almost there.
Oh, I don't know what to say verbatim, but he said you never have to cancel what you never subscribe to.
Hey,
so you never subscribe, you never fuck with Kanye, Kells, Bill Cosby. You don't have to worry about canceling because you never subscribe to them.
Right.
I'm still watching the Cosby Show.
I'm still listening.
It didn't teach me to drop Quaaludes in a drink. What the fuck?
But speaking of social constructs, you got your boy G-Eazy out here. Mm-hmm. Punching officials in the face and having kilos of coke out there in Sweden. And what'd he get? A slap on the wrist and you're free to leave, sir.
I don't like him. He copying my name.
And it's crazy because in what happened to Freddie Gibbs, when Freddie Gibbs was out there,
he got arrested
over a rape allegation that he didn't even commit. Yeah. And that motherfucker was stuck in Europe for like 4 months.
Yeah.
Over a fucking accusation that was proven false.
I heard about that.
This nigga G-Eazy punched security guards and had kilos of coke in Sweden. And they were like, all right, you can leave.
Don't do this again, sir, when you come back.
Don't do this again, okay?
This is your warning. When you come back.
Yeah, and that's sad, too, because I listened to Freddie Gibbs album in 20. 20-
huh? Oh, okay, he got fined for that?
He got fined? That's still a slap on the wrist.
That's a slap on the wrist.
Because Freddie Gibbs was behind bars.
Yeah. And I heard that. Because I heard his album on 20 Canada. He's like, yeah, I've been in for like. Come on.
I mean, those are two different allegations, you know what I mean? Yeah. Rape is, I guess I would say, a more serious charge than drugs, even though it's false, you know what I mean? But supposedly G-Eazy had to pay fees and wasn't necessarily a slap on the wrist in my eye. I mean, like, he still had to pay the cost. And supposedly the security guard was just
in the wrong?
He got hit on a like, trying to stop G-Eazy. G-Eazy was actually going after a fan that was being very like crazy towards him, and he just kind of got caught in the crossfire, but still had to pay, obviously.
Damn.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
Back to you, Marco.
Then
crossfire.
Here comes the ultimate question.
Okay.
If G-Eazy was black, did the same thing.
His ass would have been jail.
He going to jail.
You're going to throw the book at his black ass. We're not sending you back to America.
Nah, you're staying at the Ball Brothers.
You're staying here with us.
You're staying at the Ball Brothers. You ain't going nowhere.
Sorry, really quick. Sorry. I forgot to mention it. Going back to Bill, I'm sure I know, but what do you guys think about Yale trying to rescind his degree?
No,
they did.
Oh, yeah, he got canceled. All boards. He got canceled, like, from
Disney.
From all boards, from movies, shows, everything.
Well, I think that's so messed up as far as the degree. It's like he paid for that. Like, he earned it. Mm-hmm. Like, I never really understood, like, even with, like, sports and stuff when, like, okay, I use this example. So, what's his name? Armstrong?
Lance Armstrong?
Lance. Yeah. That was different. He used drugs to get to where he was at, right?
Yeah, right.
PEDs. Whereas with Bill Cosby, whatever sex allegations of what a rape, you know, that had nothing to do with his degree. So, to strip somebody of something that they earned, that has nothing to do with it. Like, I don't understand that. I don't understand
it's
that.
The image.
Like, I was about to bring up
USC. And then they took his, didn't they take his star too? They took the star too, right?
It's the image. If Yale didn't rescind that shit, then that's just a bad look on them. Mm-hmm. It would say,
but at the end of the day, what the fuck? Like, give him, okay, that's cool, people, do that, but people, give him his money back. Give him his fucking money back.
Just put an asterisk by his name.
Yeah, people are just so concerned with perception and how the public opinion of other people. It seems like they don't want to look like they're co-signing this type of nigga.
Give him his money back then.
Yeah. Give him his money back.
Like, but they didn't gonna do that. I just think that's not fair. And of course, nothing's not fair. But I'm just saying. But period.
Quick question though. I just want to bring this up. Like you know, from that they're taking like statues and stuff away. You think as far as fair as like they're taking that because of like Bill Cosby did. You think it feels fair? It's like the same way as like the Confederate. Remember that that shit with
the Confederate statue.
Do you think like compare and contrast like what Bill Cosby did and what the Confederates did hundreds of years ago?
I can't compare 400 years of captivity to like drugging women. It's different. I'm not trying to be insensitive to
because they take it out from there for what well, they back all
to
that.
The so grievances pissed. Of each.
My question is this: what was the statue for? Other than the 400 years of captivity.
Well, remember, those statues weren't even there after the Civil War. Those statues were in place during the Jim Crow era to let niggas know, like, you will always be second class. That's an intimidation factor. That's when people in the South would, like, kill, lynch, hang people, and place a statue right here and let them know, like, look, Robert E. Lee statue right here. In the South, just to give y'all motherfuckers a reminder. Oh, yeah, we're going to call that Robert E. Lee Boulevard, whatever's Confederate General over here, and this Soldier Street over there, and over here, and yes. Yeah.
And
so what?
And so they took that and took everything off, and America got pissed about the situation. Now, considering that, you know, Bill Cosby doing all this that shit with, you know, with the trial and everything, and he got convicted and stuff, they're going to take a statue. Do you guys think that's, even though it has nothing to do with that, and you guys think that's fair and unfair?
I mean, I just say let the man just go to prison. If he's found guilty, like, everything else is just gonna, you know.
I mean, because you know, it's kind of, it's funny though, because like as much as
it's like if a person, like, let's say if a person who has a college degree goes to prison over a crime, does the school take away his degree? No. Like, nigga, you just a nigga who's a college graduate that goes to prison.
Yeah.
And
it's so funny.
But like I said, it's public perception, public opinion. They don't want that. They don't want that look. You know, like Yale is like, oh, you're co-signing Bill Cosby, and I'm going to send my daughter to Yale, and y'all that cool is, with motherfuckers like Bill Cosby. That's not, their logic, that's, though. Yeah. That's how they're going to
no
see it.
No logic behind
that's
that.
Okay, so
I'm just saying, like, it's like damage control. Like, yo,
right,
like.
So, this is my thing. If he truly did that shit, all this shit is just karma for him. Like, all that hard work, all that money to watch it go and get taken away. Mm-hmm. That's just proper karma happening. But if it wasn't something he did and he just keep being accused, and
that's fucked up.
That's super fucked up. Like you know, I'm trying to think, like, yeah, he did all that work and shit, but like if he doing some fucked up shit,
yeah,
the universe is gonna equal everything out. And to me, that's equaling shit out for him. Like,
yeah, because
to watch to have something that's like so celebrated taken away, that's a painful equalizer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I think he had a statue in Disneyland or like a Disney office or something like that, and they took that shit away from him.
They took his star from Hollywood, right? I think.
I didn't know that.
They probably took his star from Hollywood. Yeah. Like, they, you know.
Yeah, it's all fucked up, man, because, like, you look at all the stuff he's did, you know.
All that goes to waste when you, like Eddie Griffin said, if you're a black man in this business, you're not going to walk away clean. They're gonna find some kind of dirt on you,
and like I said,
hopefully,
like,
LeBron James, you listen to this, don't do it.
Like I said earlier, I feel like this is a plot, man. Like, even though there's him doing that shit back then, I don't know if it's entirely
the timing of it.
I don't know if it's entirely the way they're explaining how it happened. Yeah. You know, maybe these girls are just having fun and shit, but I feel like somebody has it out for him. And they succeeded,
yeah,
because his image is tarnished like a motherfucker. His show ain't really up on certain networks.
But Seventh Heaven's still playing.
Hey, that motherfucker ain't black.
Phil Collins.
He lost a star, yells, them withdrawing a fucking degree and shit. Like, whoever did whoever is up to this, I feel like has something to do with the network he's trying to buy.
And the man banged Fat Albert too, man.
But the only reason why I'm just like is because you keep bringing the universe into it, which I get the karma thing. But so it's like, so karma is insensitive, or karma sensitive to only like if you not black, is that what you're saying?
No. Nah, not at all. Because Mr. Seven Heaven probably going through some shit that we don't know about.
But he still got his show playing.
So the fuck what? He probably won't get the same checks as Bill Cosby.
He probably can't get work anymore.
Yeah.
You yeah, know, like his Seven Heaven shows up, but he probably seven get you know heaven.
Roman Polanski can't come back show. To the U.S.
I said that was my show. Hello,
that show sucked in. I fuck that show. I watched. Shout out to Jessica Biel though.
Yeah.
Roman Polanski can't come back to the U.S. Ugh. He fled the U.S. after you know, and he, but the crazy thing, he won an Oscar when he fled. It's like, it's crazy, man.
Hello?
He can't go get his Oscar.
Wait. So he won it while he was gone?
Yeah.
Missing?
Or he was nominated or
what
some
the
shit.
Fuck?
That's fucking crazy.
If he won, he's like, oh, well, you guys already know.
Roman can't
know.
Be here tonight for usual reasons. Or obvious reasons.
Obvious reasons.
Yeah. So I'll take this home.
Right.
For me.
I'll put it on my shelf.
I'm pretty sure Woody Allen is somewhere shaking in his boots like, oh, shit, I'm next.
He probably is, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Woody Allen.
He's still living shit. Yeah. I don't
even but yeah, like, daughter, you know, for us, we see it publicly. But, but for everybody's personal experiences, like, I'm just speaking on Bill's, he's probably, his stuff is just so happens to be public. Like, Mr. Seventh Heaven, on the other hand, is probably going through some shit we don't know about.
And I watched Dawson's Creek.
That was shit, too.
All right.
I loved all the white people shows back in the day.
All right. NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
LeBronto.
LeBronto.
That is all.
Yep. In other news today,
turn an 0-2 into an 0-3. God's plan.
Oh, man.
That's fucked up.
Drake is crying somewhere, catching L's. His Raptors. And Rihanna saying that we ain't friends no more.
Drake always catch L's and bounce back.
Yeah, he'd be bad.
Bounce back.
But I'm surprised with what Boston's doing against Philadelphia, but...
I'm sorry, Zach. I'm sorry, Snickers. Bro. You my nigga, man. But hey, man. I kind of saw it.
He's
dude.
Snickering.
I'll save you a seat.
I was kind of like, hey, man. Boston's kind of moving and grooving. Like he like, but the Bulls are sitting on the couch. I'm like, all right. Well, we got a spot for you. We got a spot on the couch, dog. Like a seat at the table. Like. You looking like you about to join us.
Yeah, man. It's not looking good for Philly, man.
We all going to see it at the finals.
They're dishonoring Meek Mill being released. And
don't get me wrong. Like, I thought they were going to the conference finals. Well, it's not over, but I assumed they would, like, just breeze through to the conference finals, maybe, like, go six games each or five games each conference. But, yeah. Like, you know, I think Joel Embiid is a monster. I think Ben Simmons is
– 1 point.
One jump shot away from becoming like a
man, just
modern
give that shit
LeBron.
To Donovan Mitchell, man. I'm sorry, you know. Donovan Mitchell's been like balling a lot. I don't know. I think Donovan Mitchell deserves it, but I think the league already has their rookie of the year and they want to give it to Ben Simmons.
Yeah, because you know, red shirt, whatever, hashtag fake rookie on Twitter.
Not a rookie,
Hashtag not a rookie, my bad. You know my personal view on that. Yeah. Me and Zach talked about that on the pod last one.
Aw, Zach.
Because Donovan Mitchell is
check it out, you
hooping.
Guys.
He's hooping. Like I feel like it's not Spider fair. Mitchell. What's his name was last year's draft, not class. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
NBA with these twisted rules.
And
if that's the case, Greg Oden been rookie for 4 years, 3 years.
and you know, there's that whole thing of him being a rookie in the playoffs. LeBron didn't go to the playoffs as a rookie. Mm. Michael did though, MJ. Yeah. That's why I was saying like that. Like, well,
I mean, that's up to Kate. I think Carmelo Anthony went to the playoffs too as a rookie.
Yeah, but
and look at him now.
Yeah, check him out.
Damn,
check me out.
Oh man, I know. I just put this one in here. Is Donald Glover the most talented artist of our generation? Is he closing the gap of Jamie Foxx as a Renaissance man?
Most talented artist of our generation.
As far
multifaceted,
as like,
yes, but yeah. Most talented.
I mean, artists. That's broad spectrum. That could be from art. From
pretty,
acting.
Pretty much the guy got, who got range. Who could do more
he's
than
range.
Music.
He's like a
TV
quadruple threat.
Movies.
I think what he has over Jamie is actually writing screenplays.
Yeah.
I don't think Jamie has done a screenplay.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, yeah.
That's the only thing.
Jamie had his own show. He executive produced that. Mm-hmm. He has his stand-up, of course, and he has his movie. He has his movies when he's serious. He has his movies when he's hilarious.
He has White Famous on HBO.
Yeah.
But that got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
White Famous got canceled.
Beat Shazam.
You know,
he does different things. I mean,
they were both in Spider-Man movies.
Yeah,
different Spider-Man movies. Yeah.
Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, one funny. Was Electro, the other one was Miles' uncle. So,
did Jamie Foxx win an Oscar and a Grammy, or just an Oscar?
He won an Oscar for Ray.
Yeah,
he won an Oscar for Ray,
and he won a Grammy.
That kind of helped his music.
Yeah,
career.
He won a Grammy for Unpredictable.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
hmm.
I thought he did. No, I believe he. I think he got one of the albums. I think he got one, but I'm not 100% sure.
I thought he, but I don't know.
It probably was Grammy nominated, but I'm not 100%.
He won a Globe.
He won a Golden Globe. He's been nominated for a Grammy?
Yes, he has.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Childish?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
But I just put it up there for the listeners because I know we've been here for a minute.
It's definitely a good debate, though.
That is a very good debate.
So any parting words and shout outs, man, before we close this out?
Shout out to Monica. Hey, boo. That's it.
Well, shout out to the lovely ladies that I spent time in Cabo with. And
happy birthday, Sheena, by the way.
Happy birthday, Sheena, yes. And
shout out
to me because I risked my life twice for two people that I really fuck with.
Two motherfuckers.
Risk my life. Everybody knows I'm a little bitch. I don't even like watching scary movies, let alone fucking looking down and see nothing but rocks and dirt and doing some extreme sports. I can't even go on a regular ass swing.
I went on a fucking swing.
I know what it is.
They said that it's worse than bungee jumping. Mm-hmm. It's scarier than bungee jumping. And that's what I did. So it was to the point where my anxiety kicked in. And I was like, I can't do this. I started crying. And I haven't had a panic attack since last year. So that shit was serious. And then, so my friend was like, come on, let's do this. Just take a little shot. You got this. And I was like, nah, I can't, little bitch. And then they were like, well, you guys have to pay for it. And even if you don't want to, I mean, we was already paid for. So even if we don't want to do it, you don't get your money back. Like, so it's either I take that L or I take that L and die. So
you had a choice.
I had a choice.
Unlike slavery.
So I went ahead and went with my friend. And just the initial drop was the scariest part. And then coming back up was scary. Like, it knocks the wind out of you. You can't even scream because that's how much energy, like, is just taken out of you. So when you go, it feels Same like you're song, dropping man. All the way, like you're dropping forward. Like, it was just crazy. So I couldn't open my eyes till the end. But it was, it's a cool experience. When I was finished, I said, I'm never doing this again in my life. I can't believe I did this. Like I said, if it wasn't for that shot, I probably wouldn't have did it. And y'all know I don't
Liquid
drink.
Courage.
Y'all know I don't drink. So then we get up, they're taking our stuff off. There's four of us. So two and two, we're going in pairs. Sheena and her partner were not able to go at the same time because they went over the weight limit combined. So they went over by four. So then she was like, oh, I'll go, well, you know,
four
the person that I 100? Went with. No, it's not in pounds. So I don't know the exact, the equivalent. What?
Huh?
Oh, you know what? Stop what? It. Don't be saying our weight. Like, come on, man.
I ain't saying nothing.
I asked a question. Anyway, so then she was going to go with the person I went with, but then that person was four over what she was. So the only person she could go with was me, or she would have to go by herself. So everybody's looking at me like, all right, Nessa. I'm like, I will never do this again. I just said that. And I was like, yo, Sheena, I love you. I love you to death, but I'm not going to risk my life. Because I was the only person that could go with her.
Everybody else had been overweight.
Everybody was overweight, like, compared with her. So I was the only one that was under. So I could go with any of them, but.
We all hitting the gym after this, motherfucker. That's what I would say. All you motherfuckers, we hitting the gym after this.
Back to San Diego, wherever we go. All y'all motherfuckers yep. in the Stairmaster right now.
Yep. Y'all meet me at the convention center stairs, you know, or something.
Fuck this right now. There's the beach right there. We run in the sand.
Baywatch shit. For real. Shit, that's real. But no, she did say she was gonna hit the gym after that. But so I did it again a second time with her. You know, this time I opened my eyes a little sooner than I did the first time. When I was finished, they were like, oh, so was it easier the second time? I said, no, it was just as worse. Again, I will never do this again. I don't give a fuck if someone needs a partner. Fuck all y'all. I'm not doing this again. And then she was supposed to bungee jump, and she didn't go. Sorry, baby. But she didn't go through with it because she started reevaluating her life as soon as the doors opened, and she was looking over the edge, looking at them rocks. I honestly feel like the bungee jump would have been scarier than the swing, because at least you're suspended, you have cables you're holding, and you just bungee jumping, they said they will not push you. Like, the guy was like, I've gotten so many offers, like, to pay me like good amount of money to push them, and I refuse every single time. So you have to make that decision to jump on your own. And he was like the best motivational speaker, to the point where when he was like, take a deep breath, we was like we was the one jumping and shit. Like, he was that good. But it wasn't enough for her to jump. She started thinking about her kids and her family. What if I land wrong and blah, blah. It was a hot mess. I love you though, Sheena. I love you.
There's videos out there of bungee jumps going wrong.
Yeah. And then the only person that did it, because there's out of four of them was supposed to jump, only one did it. Two of them backed out. One of them was over the weight limit in bungee jumping, so she couldn't do it. So she was the only one that got her money back. One of them did do it, and he jumped the wrong way. So you're supposed to jump like this, and you're supposed to like your belly flopping on your bed or the pool or something. He said, that's the only way to do it. There's no other way, you can hurt yourself. This fool jumped and was kicking his legs. He could have fucked his ass up. Luckily, he didn't. But as soon as he jumped, he was like, what he just did right now, don't do that. You guys are going to hurt yourself and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, damn, son. But yeah, everyone backed out after that. So, but anyways, shout out to these trips and, you know, Black Girls Rock and all that good stuff. We had a good time. Mexico treated us real right. Shout out to Desi, the twerk queen. If y'all seen my snaps, baby got a whole ass, what is it called, sash. She was the winner of the twerk contest. Yeah. To the point where the judge asked her if she had daddy issues and if she wanted him to take her home. Wow. But that's about it. That's
hella,
neither here nor there.
Hella shot a shot. He did a pitch. Hella.
Now the birthday boy.
Well, damn. Well, I can't kind of, you know, go off of that, but shout out to me.
Well, you could have went first. I said.
Well, technically, he went first.
You right.
Yeah, so I'm like, well.
And technically, you shouted out somebody else before yourself.
Yeah.
My niece.
I did it other just before.
I'm talking about happy birthday, Sheena.
No, I just add it to her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Your turn, Marco.
All right.
But you went first regardless. It doesn't matter.
Hey, I wasn't trying to disprove that.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, I'm going to give a shout out.
That was the point I was trying to make.
Hello?
Okay.
That's not a shout out. I see a shout out.
Hey. Hello?
Hey. Sad conversation. Hey, chill. All right.
No.
Hey.
I knew it was coming.
Hey, it's Shaq.
I'm the mediator.
Honestly, though, I want to give a shout out to Jason Wilson, the founder of the Cave of, was it Adulum? I don't know how to pronounce that.
It is a male transformation training academy for young black boys with no father figures to become strong black men in the future when they grow up. It is through martial arts discipline and love and compassion where they teach you how to defend yourself through martial arts, but also be able to say it's okay to cry, it's okay to feel this way, it's okay to embrace all your emotions as a black man, because you know how we grew up, most of the times as black men we couldn't show emotion,
mm-hmm.
because it makes us feel
taboo.
Weak. It's taboo. But now, you know, with his teachings, he's just teaching people how to be gentlemen, how to be protectors, how to be providers, and still have to express your feelings. So I just give a shout out to the guy Jason Wilson, and it's out there in Detroit, Michigan. It's a great organization. Check it out. Van Lathan shot it out. I heard it on the Brilliant Idiots, and I'm just bringing attention to here on the Jig Is Up.
I feel like I watched a video of him teaching
little kids
how to break a board,
and
he's giving him a life lesson within
yep.
it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Old black guy, bearded. He has a beard. Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
So it's pretty dope out there in Detroit, and Detroit needs it, man. Like, honestly, Detroit's all fucked up. So is Flint. I've watched that Flint Town documentary on Netflix.
Is their water still fucked up?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's...
Damn. It's still fucked up out there in Flint.
Damn.
Ain't shit changed. We got money for wars but can't feed the poor.
That's real. Huh.
That Matt Damon Clean Water Foundation need to come over here.
All
instead
right.
Instead of just sticking around in the Philippines.
Yeah, man, we got third world country living in here in the U.S. But if you enjoy listening to this podcast, because I know this is a long one.
Jeez.
As much as we love making it, but because we do, we love and love what we do. And if you're not being your motherfucking self by not subscribing to this podcast, you better not cancel it either.
Motherfucker.
You know what I got to say.
The jig is up.
And we out. Brah! No sound.
That shit was like 3 hours.
I had to break it up.
Was that shit 3 hours?